What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is The Chris Weir Experience. And today we're on episode number 25 of The Daily Weirdo. And today we're going to talk about being realistic. All right, so this is going to be a tough subject to discuss because we're going to be dancing on a pretty thin line here. I don't want to discourage anyone from pursuing your dreams. Look, dreams are meant to be difficult. They're meant to be lofty. It's supposed to be a challenge. Good dreams are not easy, right? So I get that. But I just want you to be self-aware, and I want you to be realistic. Just because your mama says you're the best doesn't necessarily make you the best. And you have to be self-aware and you have to be realistic about it, right? It would be incredibly awesome for me if I were an NFL football player. I would love it. I would absolutely love to play football for a living. The only problem is I'm too short. I'm not fast enough. I'm not strong enough. If I were to get hit by another football player that's actually a professional football player, my body would probably crumble from within. Literally, right? So many people want to be a YouTube star. They want to come on and just be a star on YouTube or a singer or an actor. The same thing goes for entrepreneurs too, right? Look, you may not have what it takes to be those things. Now, if I want to be an NFL star, okay, in theory, I could go and start working out. I could get stronger. Might be able to get a little bit faster, but speed isn't something that you can really control too much. But I can go get a little bit faster, but I can't get taller. I sure as heck can't get younger. I wish I could. Boy, anybody got that secret, let me know. So it would be unrealistic for me to want to be a football player. Just the same as it would be unrealistic for me to be a singer. You certainly don't want to hear me sing. So if I had a dream of becoming a singer, I got to be realistic. I think about the American, the American Idol or whatever that show is on TV there where they come and they audition and they sound ferocious. And it's like they're surprised when the judges are like, no, right? I don't want you to be that person. I don't want you to sit there going, seriously, you don't think I sound good? But my mom said I sounded good, right? Same thing for entrepreneurs, right? You may not have the patience. You may not be a risk taker. You may have like a timid personality. You know, there's all these different things that it takes to be an entrepreneur. Just like being a football player, a singer, or an actor, maybe it's just not for you. Or maybe it is for you and it's just not the right time. If you're trying to start a business, maybe you need more capital. Or maybe you aren't very patient, or maybe you're not a risk taker, and you need a number two to offset maybe some of your weaknesses. So maybe you're looking for your number two. Maybe it's just not the right time. But maybe it's not either. Maybe you should not be going into business for yourself. Maybe you shouldn't be an actor. Maybe you shouldn't be a singer. Working, and here's the thing, and I guess what it comes down to is, listen, working for someone else is not less than, right? There are plenty of people, like if you're wanting to be an entrepreneur, you're wanting to start your own business, but you just don't have the stuff, right? Some of the things, that's not a bad thing. Being a number two or a number five or a number 10 in a company is not a bad thing. That's actually a great thing. So working for someone else is not less than. Just be self-aware. Just be realistic. Don't waste time, energy, effort, capital on something that realistically is never going to happen for you. And you're the only one that can do that. You're the only one that can tell yourself that, right? If you don't be realistic, right, and you're not self-aware, and you're trying to be something that's just never going to happen, you're never going to find happiness. And I want you to be happy in what you're doing. I want you to be happy in your career and in your life. And if you're just doing something you're not meant to do or just not capable of doing, you're never going to be fully happy. So just be self-aware and be realistic. I truly hope that helps someone. It would mean the world to me if you would like, subscribe, and follow me on all my different social media channels. And as always, the most important thing is I want to hear from you. So please leave your comments below. It would mean the absolute world to me. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys on the next Daily Weirdo.